Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Trump affidavit.
We're not going to see the core of what we're all very interested in.
Monkeypox vaccinations.
We are having to scrounge just to provide as many shots as we can.
Battle over rentals.
I'd never have expected that there'd be a bidding war.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifin with the CBS World News Roundup. A judge says some of the affidavit linked to the FBI search of former President Trump's Florida estate will be released. A redacted version will give the Justice Department a chance to protect information sensitive to its investigation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt has unsealed one document that sheds new light on the FBI's investigation. The application for the search warrant has the FBI saying it is probing these three specific crimes: willful retention of national defense information, concealment or removal of government records, and obstruction of a federal investigation.
Deanna Shulman is an attorney for Dow Jones. Along with CBS, it's one of the media organizations pressing for the release.
Judge Reinhardt seemed to have a very good sense that it is his job to perform his function of balancing the interest in the public of accessing these materials against the interest in the government in keeping them secret.
Ukraine and Russia point fingers of blame, each accusing the other of shelling an area near Europe's largest nuclear plant. To prevent a possible disaster, CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the UN Secretary General is calling for a demilitarized zone inside that Russian-occupied territory.
Both sides issue ominous warnings of an attack today. Ukrainian officials say Russia plans to stage a false flag incident and blame Ukraine, just hours after Russia accused Ukraine of trying to stage an accident there. The threats are timed to coincide with a visit to the country by UN Chief Antonio Guterres.
Any potential damage to Zaporizhia is suicide.
President Zelensky demanding an immediate and unconditional withdrawal. Russia must stop all provocations and certainly all shelling, he said. We cannot allow Russia to deliberately put us all on the edge of a radiation catastrophe.
Federal officials are boosting monkeypox vaccine supplies. CBS's Tanya Rivero in New York says it comes as case numbers are rising.
20-year-old Edward O'Keefe finally received his first dose.
There weren't any appointments available, and so I found that pretty frustrating.
The White House says an additional 1.8 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine will be available starting Monday, as cases of monkeypox are up over 30% from just a week ago. And yet CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admits the government is still studying the vaccine's efficacy.
We're learning how well these vaccines work against monkeypox and in this specific outbreak.
Border officials say a truck with 150 migrants was seized in Mexico just before it could cross into Texas. A record number of migrants have been apprehended so far this year. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Walking along the southern border with Maverick County Deputy Sheriff Denise Cantu, migrant crossings show no sign of stopping.
They even have a sign for them where it says, Siga el camino. They pretty much guide them.
The sign means follow the path, and Deputy Cantu says it's evidence of just how normal border crossings have become. Law enforcement has already tallied more than 1.9 million migrant encounters this fiscal year, breaking the record set last year with 2 months left to go. Venezuelan Angie Cordero and her 10-year-old daughter know what they left behind.
The hunger. No jobs, no trabajo.
But they don't know what lies ahead.
At least two of three people aboard two small planes were killed when they collided yesterday while trying to land at an airport in Watsonville, California. There was chaos at a terminal at San Diego's airport. Up to 7,000 passengers had to be rescreened.
We boarded our flight, and then nobody else came on, and we're like, what the heck? And then we had to deplane and come out here.
A breach involving an unscreened piece of luggage caused the situation. A murder followed fast on the heels of the prison transfer of a most wanted man 4 years ago. Now, as CBS's Jim Krasula tells us, authorities have mounted a criminal case.
Three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the killing of notorious Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. He was beaten to death in October 2018, hours after he was transferred from a prison in Florida, where he had been serving a life sentence for 11 murders and other crimes.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. The software flaws could potentially allow hackers to take control of those devices. A security update has been deployed. Well, not only are rents soaring these days, but finding the right place is a struggle, too, as we hear from CBS's Carter Evans.
Michael Citrin is on the hunt in Los Angeles. He's a federal public defender with a legitimate complaint.
I can't even tell you how many places I've applied for and been rejected from.
You're a lawyer. You got a good job.
Yeah.
And you can't find an apartment?
I'd never have expected that there would be a bidding war for a 12-month lease.
Across the country, rents are skyrocketing, up 86% since last year in Redmond, Washington, 36% in Glendale, California, and in Pflugerville, Texas, near Austin. Prices are up triple digits. Rising mortgage rates are partly to blame. Locking out would-be home buyers.
There's a possibility that I don't find something in the next 2 weeks, and then I put my stuff in storage and stay on a friend's couch.
In the midst of a rental battle that could last well into next year. Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Now to Carmel, Indiana, where CBS's Chris Van Cleve says traffic flows differently than in most other places.
The city is home to 142 roundabouts and counting, more than any other city in the U.S. By 2025, Carmel, home to more than 100,000, will be a one-stop light town. Mayor James Brainerd says it makes the community safer and greener.
We can keep our roads more narrow, and that's better for the environment. It's better for pedestrians.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found the switch to roundabouts cut injury crashes by nearly half, and busy intersections, like exiting highways, saw an 84% drop. And by eliminating idling at traffic lights, Carmel's roundabouts remove the equivalent of 5,000 cars worth of carbon dioxide. To folks around here, that sounds roundabout right. Chris Van Cleve, Carmel, Indiana.
Nielsen says for the first time ever last month, streaming from the likes of Netflix and Amazon topped cable for TV watchers, capturing close to 35% of total viewing time. A major fire at a closed resort that used to be a vacation destination.
Just days ahead of Dirty Dancing's 35th anniversary, the remains of the resort that inspired the movie burned down. Fire officials in New York's Catskill Mountains say it took several hours to bring the flames at Grossinger's under control because of concrete barriers and overgrown foliage. The hotel was a popular vacation spot for Jewish families until it closed in 1986. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in upstate New York.
The CEO, who was hailed in 2015 for taking a pay cut and paying all of his workers $70,000 a year, has resigned from the credit card processing company Gravity Payments. Dan Price has faced a string of legal troubles in recent years. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.